Avodah Yerushalmi, corresponding to Avodah Zohar Bavli, Daf Lamed Chef. We begin the Yerushalmi and Daf Tez Zayin, Amud Beis, on the 13th line, Tumasin Shelahen. Tumasin Shelahem, Mahen, Rebbe Yose, Geneva, Mate. The question is, what's the law concerning their Tumasin beans boiled by an idolater? Rebbe, you don't see the grandson of Rebbe, prohibits because they are not eaten raw, and Geneva permitted them since they would not be served at a royal banquet. Am Rebbe ani zokein, vehu zokein, anias alibi le'esor, vehulas al daltoi lehatir. Rebbe says, I'm a sage, and he's a sage. I understood it to be prohibited, and he understood it to be permitted. Rebbe Mana batanchum azal l'tzor, vehitir tumasin shalahem. Rebbe Mana batanchum went to a place called Tzor, and he permitted tumasin boiled by an idolater. Rebbe Chia ba azal l'tzor, v'ashkech l'Rebbe Mana batanchum, vehitir tumasin shalahem. Asa gabe Rebbe Yochanan, amalei masa ira li'adcha. Amalei ashkaches l'Rebbe Mana batanchum, vehitir tumasin shalahem. Amalei v'loi pagat bei. Rebbe Chia ba'aba went to Tzor and discovered that Rebbe Mana batanchum had permitted tumasin. He came to Rebbe Yochanan, who asked if any cases had come before him. He told Rebbe Yochanan what he had discovered, and Rebbe Yochanan asked him why he had not excommunicated him for disagreeing with the Chachamim. Amalei Adam Godolhu, who Yodei Lematek Esayam Godol. Rebbe Chia said, Rebbe Mana is a great man who knows how to take water from the sea when it becomes sweeter. Amalei Lav Bnei Cheshbon Maim, who Yodei Ubashasha Maim Mekalsin, Esboiram Heim Mit Matkim. Rebbe Yochanan said that that's no proof of his greatness because he knows the time when the waters are praising the Creator, which is when the salty waters become sweeter. Amalei Yisak Bar Loza, Bar Loima Genayav Vamashvachai. Rebbe Yisak Bar Loza said Rebbe Yochanan attempted to say something derogatory, but he actually ended up praising him. And Rabbi Yossi Bebun, Cheshbon Godolhu, Rabbi Yossi Bebun said it's a great thing to be able to know how to know this. Rabbi Zakai, the Alexandria, Havayadala, Amma, the Ilubais, Yalasta, Mine. Rabbi Zakai of Alexandria knew it, and Rabbi Yossi Bebun said that if he had wished, he could have learnt this calculation from Rabbi Zakai, but he didn't want to waste valuable time that could be used for Torah study. Chol Shalahen Mahu, now the Gemara asked if an idolater cooked flour by pouring boiling water on it, which is known as Chalut, may a Jew eat it? Yishmenim in Ador, Rabbi Ami Salak im Rabiun Nasir Lechamsa de Gader, Vehitir Chalut Shelahen. The answer is Rabbi Ami went with Rabbi Nasir to Chamas Gader and permitted it to them. Rabbi Abba Bar Mamo Bai Mehen Ben Chalut Latumasin. Rabbi Abba Bar Mamo asked what is the difference between Chalut, which is this way of pouring boiling water, and the case of Tumasin that Rabbi Nasir ruled differently. And Rabbi Yossi Chalut Mechusa Maisa Yedea Or, who Tumasin Eina Mechusa Maisa Yedea Or, who. The answer that Yossi says is that chalut is not cooked over fire, so Chazal did not prohibit it if it's done by an idolater, but tumasin was cooked over a fire.